There was another high-profile assassination in Iraq today. Baghdad's deputy police chief was killed, along with his son, while leaving his house for work this morning. A group led by terrorist Abu Musab al-Zarqawi claimed responsibility and warned that other Iraqi officials face the same fate. Elsewhere in the capital, an explosion leveled a police station, and two U.S. soldiers were killed by a roadside bomb. The ongoing violence in Iraq has NPR news analyst Daniel Shore thinking about the country's upcoming elections.
20 days and counting, with fingers crossed. In the four mainly Sunni provinces around Baghdad, it's worth your life to try to vote. Today, I would not be in much shape to hold elections in these provinces, said Ground Force Commander Lieutenant General Thomas Metz. A retired four-star general, Gary Luck, is sent to Iraq to see whether anything more can be done by the military. In Anbar province, all 13 members of the Electoral Commission have resigned and gone into hiding. But security is not the only problem. A group of Sunni clerics tries to manipulate the situation, saying it will call off its boycott of the election if the United States agrees to a timetable for withdrawal of troops, knowing full well that this is a non-starter. Another complication is the voting system that the United States helped to set up. It calls for a nationwide vote for a national assembly rather than a vote by province and locality. That means that the Sunnis, 20% of the population against the Shiites, 60%, would have trouble winning representation. And there is no way of postponing balloting in specific provinces. Not that the Bush administration would agree to any change in the election plan. I know it's hard, said the president on Friday, but it's hard for a reason. And the reason it's hard is because there are a handful of folks who fear freedom. The president has now painted himself into a corner where any postponement, any attempt to change the rules to give the Sunnis representation, would be taken as a retreat. So the melancholy march to Election Day continues, with few having any clear idea of what Iraq will look like after January 30th. This is Daniel Shore.